Hello everyone. To celebrate the launch of my new book, The Galway Connemara, please enjoy this sneak peek of the audiobook edition. You can buy the paperback, hardcover, ebook and audiobook on my website, elainehealybooks.com. The Galway Connemara is inspired by Black Beauty and it follows the life of an Irish Connemara pony called Lear. The story is told in his own words. I hope you like it.
The Galway Connemara. The autobiography of an Irish Connemara pony. Copyright Elaine Heaney 2024. Chapter 1. I stared out over the wild, rugged Atlantic coastline, the wind whipping my long steel-grey mane. I could see the blackthorn trees sway in the gentle breeze in the field that sloped away from my own down to the shore. The dancing waves were cast in pink hues as the dipping sun lapped lazily against the sand. For me, Galway was the centre of the world. Or at least my world. Behind me, I heard a munching sound and turned to see Quinn making his way slowly up the hill towards me, snuffling at the lush summer grass as he went. "What are you looking at?" he asked. "The most beautiful place I could ever see," I sighed contentedly. "It looks like sand to me," he replied. I snorted a little at him. "I suppose it's both, but to me it is one of the most beautiful things I have seen. Wild and free and home. You were born near here, weren't you?" he asked, coming to stand beside me. "In Galway, I mean." "I was," I replied rather proudly. "Yes, indeed I was. My first memory is of sweet-smelling dry grass. It smells, I'm told, like fine tea, although I always think it smelled more like good hay. Meadow hay, with no dust in it. I remember lying in it, the grass feeling warm and dry under me as I dozed in the sunshine, my mother grazing at my side. That's my first real memory, but my mother told me that I was born in much different circumstances. In fact, I was born in one of the greatest storms she had ever witnessed. Lightning lit the sky as I took my first breath, and the only sound louder than the clashing thunder was the roaring sound of the waves, crashing on the shoreline below our paddock. It's no wonder then that I was named after a great warrior, the god of the sea and the dramatic weather I was born during. My name is Usheen Lear's Storm, or Lear for short, and I am a purebred Irish Connemara pony. I spent my early days playing with the other foals, running around, bucking and playfully nipping at each other. There were five of us, myself, Erin, Mally, Shem and Delaney. Often one of us would lift our head for no reason and run just for the fun of it, just to feel the wind rush past our ears and pull at our fluffy tails. Then the rest of us would join in then, and our mothers would sigh and trot after us, often complaining that we should slow down. Sometimes we'd run for a good reason. I remember once spying a flapping bag caught in the hedge, twirling in a gust of wind. It sent my heart racing, and I spun away from it, snorting and charging across the field as fast as I could, calling for the others to follow me away from the clear danger we were in. I remember stopping at the furthest point of the field, making myself look as big as possible as I stood and snorted at the bag, my tail held high and quivering. "It's only a bag," my mother reassured me when she nudged me with her soft muzzle. "Just some of the human's rubbish caught in the wind." I wasn't convinced. I watched that bag warily for hours as I nibbled at the grass, convinced it was going to try and eat one of us. As we grew bigger, we began to feel comfortable, leaving our mother's sides for longer and longer periods of time. I explored the field and played with Erin, Mally, Shem, and Delaney in the summer sunshine, always knowing I could run back to my mother if I felt worried or took one of my games too far. I often found myself up on the ridge, watching the sea and sand stretch out below me. I wondered what the yellow soil would feel like under my hooves. Would it be fun to canter on? What would the waves feel like? When it was hot and the sun was shining down, I'd dream of cooling off in the lapping waves and splashing in the water. I didn't really like the rain. Especially when it was cold, and the wind was strong too. During a storm we all huddled together by the blackthorn bushes, with our haunches facing the wind and rain. Every morning Jack, the human who took care of us, would visit us to check our water was full and that we had enough grass. One day later that summer, an older mare called Blackthorn Bay Fiona arrived into our field. She was a 20-year-old, 14-2 hands in height and a full Connemara mare who had delivered many prize-winning foals. She had grey hairs growing around her bay muzzle and a wise look in her eyes. Soon she became known as just Nana, and Erin, Mally, Shem, Delaney and I loved her. She was kind to us all, and she felt like a second mother. A storyteller, a teacher. I often felt like there was nothing in the whole world Nana didn't know. The field we lived in was large and open, a gentle sloping carpet of lush green grass. From the top of the field, we could see the beach and the sea. At the bottom, the blackthorn bushes and wild briars would shelter us from the wind and rain. It was a perfect home. Beside it was another, slightly smaller field with the same little slope. I never thought much of that field as we all ran around together. That was until we came to be weaned and separated from our mothers. We noticed one morning that some white furry animals had been put in the field next door. They were small with fluffy bodies and black faces. When we crept over to the fence to investigate them, they made an odd baa sound, sending us scattering towards our mothers in fright. "What are they?" I asked, hiding behind my mother. "Sheep," she explained. "They won't hurt you. They're there to stop the grass growing too tall." "Why?" I asked, peeking around her legs at the white sheep. "Well, I expect they want to have less lush grass on the field before we are put in there." "We're going in there?" I asked, still watching the sheep warily. "Something like that," she said, nuzzling me. Looking back, I think she knew what was coming, but she didn't say anything then. I had no idea that we were beginning the process of weaning, that we would be learning to leave our mothers. However, that was what was happening. Once every few days, Jack would bring me, my mother, and some of the other mares and foals up to the yard. Jack put a head collar on me and asked me to walk around beside him. It was confusing at the start, but after a few sessions, I started to figure it out. I could walk and stop and turn left and right, echoing how Jack moved his feet. I could see Jack was proud of me. I was proud of myself too. I felt suddenly bigger and wiser, as if I was starting to understand the world. One morning, we were taken back to our usual field, but instead of being turned loose together, my mother was put in the adjoining field. At first, I panicked and called to her over the fence, but I quickly realized we could still touch noses over the fence and even groom each other. Erin, Mally, Shem, and Delaney were still in with me, and thankfully so was Nana. It seemed very strange, but I felt safe at the same time. That first night, I stuck close to the fence and to Nana. She seemed to instinctively know I felt nervous, and often gave me a reassuring nuzzle. "It's not so bad," she said. "Your mother is just there." "I know," I replied with a sigh. "Did I ever tell you I knew your grandfather?" Nana asked, suddenly changing the subject. I looked at her with wide eyes. "No." "Oh, I did. He was the top Connemara show horse in Ireland, really handsome, kind, smart and brave. Why, he won the 2004 All-Ireland Championship in Dublin." I stared at her. "Really?" "Yes, really." "Do you know how I know all of that?" she asked. I shook my head. "Because we moved to a new field beside our mothers on the same day, just like you are now," she looked at me kindly. Once we had grown used to being on our own, we were sold together to Jack, who owns this farm, by Julie, who bred us. Julie taught Jack the gentlest way to show young foals how to be independent and no longer need their mothers to mind them. She said that kind weaning builds brave horses. Horses who don't learn fear from the start. "Do you think Julie was right?" I asked Nana. "What do you think?" She stood up tall. "Do you think I'm scared?" "No," I replied. "Then it worked," she added, giving me a nudge. Over the next few days, we settled into our new world. I still went to the fence to greet my mother and to nuzzle her, but I began to feel confident being away from her. Soon the fence visits became less, and my time with my friends more and more. We had weaned ourselves and did it with no stress and no fear. Nana was right, it was a good way to create brave horses.
Thanks for listening. You can buy the paperback, hardcover, ebook, and audiobook on my website at elainehaneybooks.com.